Chapter 5. In the low-ceilinged canteen, deep underground, the lunch queue jerked slowly forward. The room was already very full and deafeningly noisy. From the grill at the counter, the steam of stew came pouring forth with a sour, metallic smell, which did not quite overcome the fumes of Victory Gin. On the far side of the room, there was a small bar, a mere hole in the wall, where gin could be bought at 10 cents the large nip.
"Just the man I was looking for," said a voice at Winston's back.
He turned round. It was his friend Sim, who worked in the research department. Perhaps friend was not exactly the right word. You did not have friends nowadays. You had comrades. But there were some comrades whose society was pleasanter than that of others. Sim was a philologist, a specialist in newspeak. Indeed, he was one of the enormous team of experts now engaged in compiling the 11th edition of the Newspeak Dictionary. He was a tiny creature, smaller than Winston, with dark hair and large protuberant eyes, at once mournful and derisive, which seemed to search your face closely while he was speaking to you.
"I wanted to ask you whether you've got any razor blades," he said.
"Not one," said Winston, with a sort of guilty haste. "I've tried all over the place. They don't exist any longer." "Everyone kept asking you for razor blades." Actually, he had two unused ones which he was hoarding up. There had been a famine of them for months past. At any given moment, there was some necessary article which the party shops were unable to supply. Sometimes it was buttons, sometimes it was darning wool, sometimes it was shoelaces. At present, it was razor blades. You could only get hold of them, if at all, by scrounging more or less furtively on the free market. "I've been using the same blade for 6 weeks," he added untruthfully. The queue gave another jerk forward. As they halted, he turned and faced Sim again. Each of them took a greasy metal tray from a pile at the edge of the counter.
"Did you go and see the prisoners hanged yesterday?" said Sim.
"I was working," said Winston indifferently. "I shall see it on the flicks, I suppose."
"A very inadequate substitute," said Sim.
His mocking eyes roved over Winston's face.
"I know you," the eyes seemed to say. "I see through you. I know very well why you didn't go to see those prisoners hanged."
In an intellectual way, Sim was venomously orthodox. He would talk with a disagreeable, gloating satisfaction of helicopter raids on enemy villages, the trial and confessions of thought criminals, the executions in the cellars of the Ministry of Love. Talking to him was largely a matter of getting him away from such subjects and entangling him, if possible, in the technicalities of newspeak, on which he was authoritative and interesting. Winston turned his head a little aside to avoid the scrutiny of the large dark eyes.
"It was a good hanging," said Sim reminiscently. "I think it spoils it when they tie their feet together. I like to see them kicking, and above all at the end the tongue sticking right out, and blue, a quite bright blue. That's the detail that appeals to me."
"Next, please,"
yelled the white-aproned prole with the ladle.